So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest has really mastered the art of building a business. And I know you've been thinking about this. How can you get started? How can you get going? How can you really get your business going to where you want it to be? And this is my next guest. He actually has a Russian background. How much fun is that? Welcome, Yuri Kruman.
Thank you so much for having me on, Eric. I really appreciate it.
So what was the idea for Master the Talk?
Okay, well, two themes have kind of underpinned my entire journey, which includes 4 career changes, about, you know, more than 20 moves. I've lived all over the U.S., worked in neuroscience and law and finance and tech, and now, of course, I'm doing my own coaching and consulting company. So the two things that have underpinned that entire journey, you know, plus a bunch of identity crises and figuring out who am I, what am I meant to do here, language and psychology. Those are the two main things. And in the end, it all comes down to a conversation. Every interaction is a conversation and also inevitably a negotiation.
I love it. You know, I'm just going to pause you there because one of the things I've noticed in my own business creation, and I publish books, and what I notice is when I have a generative conversation with someone, and really the person can be, doesn't really matter who the person is that much. Mm-hmm. When it's a generative conversation, all kinds of things can come out of it, right?
Exactly.
It's like all kinds of things you didn't even expect. So I love it. So psychology, conversation, and keep going. What else?
Well, okay. So between language and psychology, you can expand from that to say every conversation is an opportunity to add value to someone, to someone's life, whether it's their business or helping them see the world in a different way, helping them to see a certain, you know, journey that they haven't considered, a certain trajectory, whatever it is, right? Whatever the conversation, whatever form it takes, you know, you can always add value and you can always figure out through preparation and research and understanding that person's language and psychology, how it is that you can access them and how you can create opportunity from scratch for them and for yourself. And that's really the focus of what I do.
Opportunity from scratch.
Yep. I mean, consider this. When you're changing careers 4 times and you have 0 experience and you have 0 connections and you're starting out as a really introverted, you know, Russian immigrant, you know, you better learn the language, not just the English language, but, you know, what, let's say an entrepreneur, what, how is it that they speak? What is their actual lexicon? What do they care about, right? I don't want to go to someone who's in a large corporation, has nothing to do with an entrepreneur's mindset and speaking to them in a way that's not appropriate, because that's a waste of their time and that's a waste of my time. It doesn't create anything. Mm. So you have to always match the way that you speak and the message that you deliver to your audience. And it doesn't mean you go and you manipulate your story and make things up. That's not what I mean.
So now I can hear the New York in your Russian.
What are you talking about?
Are you serious? Right? I know. So tell me, when you look at like those that succeed, so those startups that work, those businesses where people are just really kicking it, what are some of the things that you notice consistently about the backgrounds of those that succeed?
Well, I think the two most important factors, and you know, you can read ad nauseum all the different studies. I think the key factor, some have said, is timing, right? So if you build something and there's a demand at that time, things click, that's great. But I don't think that's a really, that's not a valuable perspective, in my opinion. I look at two different things. One is alignment, right? So you as the entrepreneur and your team, the people with you, and it really goes down to the people that you work with, whether it's vendors, whether it's your investors, advisors, employees, everyone has to be on board with your mission, right? They all have to not just have this cursory idea, oh, cool startup, bro, you know, let's work on it, yeah, you know. It has to go far beyond that. Mm. For me, for example, one of the things that brought me to where I am today, you know, to realize that my life mission is to help others figure out their life mission, how to pursue it, and how to monetize it, right? Before I could figure that out, I had to go back in my own history, my own background as a human, as a person. I'm not talking about my work experience or skills or any of that. I looked back and I said, look, I always had this thing about counseling others. I would be stopped in the street by random strangers who would tell me their life story. You know, maybe it's because I have an open face or my eyes are bigger. I don't know. You know, either Joe's. I have no idea what it says there, right? So before I could do anything to help people, I would just listen. Sometimes what people need the most is to listen. So I was always good as a listener, as a counselor. I would always try to put things together to, you know, create a solution for somebody. So when I finally, you know, changed to doing what I do now, everything else that I had done before, neuroscience, you know, looks at language and psychology, law helps you to organize your business and your thinking and your research and to find information. You know, working in finance helps give you that kind of, you know, can-do attitude, because otherwise who the hell are you working in finance? And working in tech really puts all of those things together and just says you have to do this at lightning speed. Otherwise somebody will do it better and faster and cheaper.
Cheaper, yeah. Exactly. I used to actually, one of my careers for quite some time, I ran the philanthropy for Andy Grove. And what makes me think of you is he was a Hungarian immigrant. And his wife, Eva, who's still a dear friend of mine, would say, you know, he was just a Hungarian with a bad accent when I met him.
It's evolution, eventually.
I know, it's so funny. So one thing I just wanted to touch on, we just have a few minutes left, but a lot of the light workers and entrepreneurs who listen to the Erica Glessing Show have some trouble in the area of monetizing their gifts. And I know you can't really get into it deeply, but maybe just what are some, like, I don't know, roadmap signs, or what are some things you can share with the audience that would help them in that sort of getting out of themselves and helping others, but being allowed to make money doing it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it all starts with adding value. Number one, you have to know what are the strands of the value that you deliver, right? As someone who has gifts, you have to formulate that in a clear way that you can say, okay, helping someone avoid divorce, you know, is monetized at this. You have to actually monetize what you do, whether you like it or not, right? That's the first step. Secondly, you have to access your ideal client. You have to understand their profile. You have to go as deep as, okay, this is John. He works in finance. He's 35. He's a VP at Goldman Sachs. And, you know, his spending habits are ABCD. His reading habits are, you know, XYZ. And, you know, this person spends this much money on self-help, self-improvement. They find their coach on Noomi or another platform, or these are the things that really matter to them. These are the things they look at. You have to drill down extremely, extremely deeply to understand the habits, the profile, the psychology and language of that person whom you're trying to help. You have to focus. You can't just help everybody, right? You have to focus on specific people that you know you can truly transform their life, not just, you know, change their resume or LinkedIn or whatever it is that you do, right? So that's the first step. Secondly, go to those places, participate in the different conversations, whether it's a forum or an interview or a podcast, whatever it is. Get out there, get your message out, publish it, and make sure that people know who you are based on your specialization. So those are the things that I would look at first.
So Yuri, tell us how we can find you and find out more about you.
Sure. So my website is called masterthetalk.com. And you're welcome to see all the different things that I do, from you know, business coaching, career coaching, and helping coaches actually go from zero to six figures. That's one of my specialties. And you can also just email me directly. That's usually the best way. It's Yuri, Y-U-R-I, at masterthetalk.com.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Eric. A really pleasure to be with you.